T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's OMF on EEI.
Okay, well, we're headed into our final phase of the offseason program. We'll finish up with rookies. They'll continue after this week, but as far as formal team activities, this is the final week here. Had a little weather here. We're working through some travel arrangements, so we'll see what the full level of participation is here today and for this week. But that's really, I'm sure we'll have a pretty full roster.
There you go. Typical Bill Belichick making excuses for the players who might have missed the
some weather
mandatory
issues.
Practice today because of some light showers out there. Or
sprinkles.
Yeah, sprinkles. That's typical. Bill does that all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody's
amazed. You know what? When I think Bill, I think go-to excuse, weather.
Yep.
Weather, scrambling because you're unprepared.
Time change.
Time change is really killer.
I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Oh, guys, right. I didn't know we were turning our clocks back.
Yeah.
Hey, Bears, what the hell?
Yeah. No, when you go to the airport and suddenly your flight is delayed by a couple of hours and you only have 2 hours to land in, Providence or Boston and get down to Fox, but it's understandable.
As somebody who spent the larger part of what you would call his career on the road and in airports, I've never been on an airplane that he's either taken off or landed in the rain. So I can understand. Obviously, there's mass absences today. I totally understand why they would have been thrown off. Never. Never, 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 never.
So Bill does something that he just doesn't do. And we're all assuming it's got to be for one guy. It's got to be for Stephon Gilmore. The other guys, who were the other guys?
Winovich.
And who else? There you go.
Don't know.
That was missing three.
Byron Coward was the other guy. Okay.
Coward? Oh, well, just forget. Call the season off now.
Right. So we know what they're doing here. They're covering up for Stephon Gilmore. This is Mike Garofalo. Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore will sit out the team's mini camp, source says. Well, why is he sitting out?
He wants more money. He wants a better deal. He wants to renegotiate. He wants a new contract. He wants some sort of extension or something like that. That's obvious.
So we thought there was a possibility he would get traded by the draft, right? And that they would pick up some draft picks and get some assets for him. They did not do that. Could it be that Bill Belichick, maybe he tried, I don't know, that he's looking at this defense right now and saying, oh my God, these guys we acquired? Because we're hearing the reports by the reporters down there, like we're talking about the 85 Bears. Everybody's raving about how good they are. You know, Anderson, oh my God, this kid looks tremendous. You know, they can't run on them, they can't throw on them, and there is no Gilmore as part of it. But Bill looks at it and says, I got to have Gilmore. I got to shut down one side of the field. I do that, and this defense can be very good. We need to win games this year, and our offense is still going to be challenged. No matter what I did in the offseason and the weapons I brought in there, it's still going to be challenged. And so he's got to defer a little bit to Stephon Gilmore. He's got to play the game a little bit because this is unusual for Bill.
Yeah, but he already had plenty of leverage heading into this because he knows he's the number one cornerback. He knows he's getting underpaid, even if they borrowed from 2021 to pay him in 2020. But now Belichick virtually bending over backwards and making excuses and stammering and citing a lack of preparation and meteorological issues all for Stephon Gilmore so he doesn't get butt hurt by the idea that the organization may not pay him market rate or making sure Mrs. Gilmore doesn't get upset. This just seems so wildly out of character. But then again, you know what? So far this season, Glenn, everything has been the uncharacteristically aggressive offseason, ownership, meeting with the media, drafting a quarterback in the first round, and now this.
So, Fitzy, you said it. They basically moved money for him. He's still getting 5 years and $65 million, right? He's still getting the money. When have the Patriots actually taken a player and said, okay, you not only get your guaranteed money, I think the guaranteed money was 48 on that 65, you're getting all the 65. We're giving all of it for you. We're going to give it to you earlier so you get a chance to use it and make money on that money. When have the Patriots ever accommodated a player where they're basically saying, even though we're giving you all of the money, we're going to rip it up and give you even more? Only time that happens is when they're in a desperate cap situation and they need relief themselves. But they don't really need relief right now.
No, the issue to me is the why. Like, you know, you were hitting on a little bit. Okay,
they need him.
Why is he making so many just weird, just really uncharacteristic, maybe that goes with Tommy Curran's whole theme, uncharacteristic, aggressive, like, excuses or reasons. Maybe they're not excuses.
Threw for 350 yards.
Because the whole thing, so he has this press conference at 9:30 a.m. Okay, so Girardi goes in first. So Girardi, Ryan, asks him about Gilmore, whether he's in attendance or not.
Morning, Bill. You mentioned being happy to see some new faces. Is Stephon Gilmore one of those faces today?
Yeah, like I said, we're kind of scrambling to get things going this morning. So I didn't really get a chance to see everybody myself. So we'll see where we're at.
And just in general, you know, obviously we haven't seen him during the voluntary portion of the OTAs. Just how important is he to your back end and what he brings to the team?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of players we haven't seen in OTAs, and you know, it's all the players are important, and you know, like to have all of them.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, so that's the first part of it. Okay, so Girardi goes first, and okay, so here comes Tom E. Curran because he knows that there's an opening. Okay, I need some clarification. And this is when it really gets good.
Hey, Bill, just following on the question about Steph and the attendance. What do you mean there was some weather? Did weather prevent people from coming to this? And given that it's mandatory, are these going to be excused by the team?
So stop. Sorry. Okay. So here's the thing. I'm Tommy Curran. I've been here forever. Mm-hmm. I know all the excuses. I know how, you know, militant you are about excuses, one, and two, you damn sure aren't using weather as an excuse. I will never allow any player to blame weather as the reason why they couldn't get on a plane and make it here in time. You all have, you know, all these different apps that tell you guys have a TV. You better get your ass here in time. You've known about this camp forever. Don't wait to the last minute to travel because something always happens. So Tom says, oh, wait a second. I just want to clarify, weather? Are we using weather as an excuse? Okay, so then he continues.
What do you mean there was some weather? Did weather prevent people from coming to this? And given that it's mandatory, are these going to be excused by the team?
Yeah, well, just the travel arrangements over the weekend. So not sure exactly, you know, how all of it worked out. We were close on a couple guys this morning, but we'll catch up on that after we get done here and see where we're at.
All right. So it's not a big deal. I mean, so you understand how the operation works. We don't see people out there in mandatory minicamp. Are you saying let's not go over the barricades here if it's not that big a deal, in other words?
No, I'm saying today's the first day. They just got in here a little while ago. I'm not sure if everybody is here. We didn't take attendance at the meeting, but we'll find out, you know, who's here and who isn't soon enough.
All right. Thank you.
That includes the players that were here last week, players that weren't here last week, and everything else.
So Tom Curran's sitting there going, Bill, you're speaking a foreign language.
What do you mean there was some weather?
What do you mean? Can you speak English now? Right? I can't understand you.
I've never heard Bill Belichick more full of ish in my life.
Right? Well, and he's doing it
full of ish. And full of ish.
Full of blank.
No question. And the only thing I can assume, Fitzy, is that he's doing it because he doesn't want to embarrass Gilmore. It'd be very easy for people to come out of that presser today and say they got a problem in negotiations with Gilmore.
So, but Tom, Tom E. Kern gives him an out. Say, hey, listen, you know how we are.
You understand how the operation works.
Yeah, you know, we're going to look out there. We're going to say this one is mandatory. This one is mandatory. So anyone who's not there either has an excused absent for like a personal reason or is holding out.
Yeah, he's not letting them. Tommy Curran was not letting him off the hook.
Yeah, so we don't want to make it a big deal. That's on Tuesdays and Thursdays
at 4:30. It's not that big a deal.
So please explain. No travel arrangements, blah, 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 weekend, weird sentence structure. Okay, run on to nowhere. What?
So what happens if there's no Gilmore tomorrow? It is mandatory. What happens if there's no Gilmore tomorrow? So one day
is it going to rain tomorrow?
One day,
yes.
One day you can again. The flights do go during rain. We double checked today. Yeah, there were flights landing in both Providence and Logan today. So
it's not closed.
No, did not close it down. So if he doesn't show up tomorrow, then you can't use the weather excuse. Then what is it then? Then is it a personal reason? Because if you remember, Christian, he missed a day last year, and we all thought the same thing. We thought there was something going on.
And we asked him.
Behind the scenes, and we did ask him.
Is it an excused absence?
Right.
I can't remember what he said.
I think he said it was.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
So would this be a multi-day excused absence for Stephon Gilmore?
I think he's buying time. Belichick's buying time.
Or is it going to be, let me see, maybe it would be something along the lines of, well, you know, we'll just, we'll practice with the players that are here. We're only concerned about the players that are in the room.
So I can tell you this, it's already being heard. It's all over ESPN. It's all over NFL Network. Mm-hmm. No Gilmore, because it is a big, huge deal around the league. And these people are dying to try to find stories. And already you've seen it. Jalen Ramsey is tweeting out there pushing Gilmore to come to L.A. play for the Rams. John Clayton, ESPN, just wrote this one, why Seahawks should consider trade for cornerback Stephon Gilmore. Okay? Your buddy Clayton all over this thing.
Yeah. Right?
And you're going to get more and more of this right now. And why won't you get this? Because people are looking at it saying Gilmore doesn't want to be with the Patriots. He wasn't there today, and it's ridiculous to say that the excuse is because of the weather.
But doesn't this line sort of fly in the face of what we're saying here towards the bottom of the first page here in the article? Naturally, Gilmore, writes Clayton, naturally Gilmore is looking to get more money from the Patriots, but the Patriots believe they have enough at cornerback to get by.
Odds of him getting more money out of New England aren't good. That's because, again, they're stereotyped.
Yes,
that is the perception about New England.
Right. There's your like the myth and the legend. People are printing the legend. Oh, the Patriots, they're brilliant, but they're also cheap. Even though they just spent $250 million dollars to remake the team, they're cheap.
Exception to the rule, though. There's always an outlier. Any 25-year span, there's always one.
Always going to be one outlier.
There's always going to be one year.
So they're still cheap.
Even though they weren't thrifty,
they were spendthrifts this offseason. They're still cheap.
But isn't it more likely, though, if you're the New England Patriots and you're looking at this guy Gilmore and you're looking at his age, and you're sitting there saying, we need him this year, and we probably need him next year. The problem we're going to have is he has one more year left in this contract. He's going to be trying to set the market and seeing if he can get a 3 or 4 year deal. And Christian, you tell me, would you ever give him a 3 or a 4 year deal, knowing that if he doesn't give you what you want in year 3 and year 4, you're going to be hit with all of this dead cap money?
I would say the 3 year deal puts the Patriots in an uncomfortable position. They want comfort. They would probably rather go 1 with an option or 2 and done. You know, let's just run it out, because I feel like you should feel comfortable. The guy's 30 years old. He's still going to be playing at a high level when he's 32. But to me, this whole thing just reeks of something. Like, it just something is going on. And maybe it's to your point that they're so desperate to keep him that they don't want to admit that the dude's holding out after I asked them last year. It was in an excuse that, is he holding out? And he said no. And this was before the season even started. It's all been wrapping up to this. It's all been building up to this with Gilmore. So tomorrow when you have a meeting and he's not there again, what do you say? Like, so have you fixed it by then? Have you convinced him to at least show up so you don't have to address it, so you don't turn into the Seattle Seahawks, the Houston Texans, or the Green Bay Packers, where the player is dictating terms and holding you hostage?
Does he care so little about what people say that even though he had days, if not weeks, to prepare an excuse as to why Gilmore likely wouldn't be there the first day, that the best he could come up with is, well, we didn't take attendance, And we'd love to have everybody.
Oh, we're scrambling.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and we're scrambling.
I didn't know why it boggles the mind, because
that's so
forever
obtuse.
It's very direct. You're very militant. Mm-hmm. You have all your ducks in a row. You're never scrambling.
Yeah, like I said, we're kind of scrambling to get things going this morning.
What does that mean? So can you get what going? Hey, meeting's at 10. Forget it. We pushed it back to 10:20. Like, what is it? Okay, so you're vaccinated. You're not, what is it? Mask? No mask? I can come.
Is that an issue? Do we have some tier one?
I don't know. I mean, is that it?
Can we have vaccinated people here?
Maybe that's it.
Maybe the protocols are all screwed up. All I know is that every little piece of Twitter video that I saw had lots of players out there throwing footballs to each other, running, and there was plenty of media. So it looks like they were, Christian, for something that was quote unquote put together, scrambled, looked pretty organized to me.
Mm-hmm. Bam! Bam! Bam!
No.
What? He's telling me those cash concerts. We're giving away money.
You shouldn't talk to him.
No, he's talking to me. And I'm listening.
Tell me who I shouldn't talk to.
I am listening to Ryan. I don't know what
Christian,
you're doing.
Listening to Ryan.
Bam!
Let's
give away some money.
Bam!
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, the code word this hour is viral, V-I-R-A-L. Text viral to 72881 right now. Your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply, and don't ever text and drive. Thank you very much. Good luck to everybody out there. All right, back to this whole situation with Stephon Gilmore. Interesting what Bill does with the Giardi question. The question is specifically about Gilmore. What Bill does is he deflects and talks about everybody. So he doesn't hone in and have to talk individually about that one player. Well, everybody's got, and he talks about everybody. And that's what he's going to try to do. How long can you do this, though, if Gilmore's not there by tomorrow? Or not there by Wednesday? Can they use the injury, coming back from injury, as an excuse?
So let's. What about tomorrow? So tomorrow,
it's another day.
Let's say Gilmore is there, Winovich is there, Cowart is there. Okay, so whether, don't give that to me. I don't want that. Give it to Glenn. He's on deck. I don't know. Glenn's doing trending now, just in case everybody's wondering. He's in charge of trending at the 5 o'clock hour.
He does 5 o'clock trending.
So when the sorry, names Tyler, names you didn't know this. The
names,
you came back.
The names are too complicated.
I don't like doing
for the
it
big
anymore.
Fella. Can't do it.
It's a long story.
Can't
That's
read
fine.
Names.
Totally admit to it. Don't want to do it. But hockey season's over. Okay, sorry. Let me focus.
No, this is
here's
great.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow.
All right. New day.
The weather question has to be brought up again. Okay, you had a day. Was weather an issue for Gilmore? Winovich wasn't here. Was that weather related? I mean, you got to follow up with this question, right, to get to the bottom of it.
Yes.
I know he's not going to answer it, but I thought Giardi and Curran did a pretty good job, kind of almost like a setup volley back and forth to really somehow get to the surface level of what's going on.
They're trying to knock Bill off of his spot, and they did. Because all Bill did was hem and haw and stammer like he was unprepared. He stood up on
Scrambled.
Stage and had no script. Bill always has a script. There's always
I don't think he knew what to say.
No, he didn't. But that's what I'm saying. He had weeks, days, weeks to prepare. Like, there'll be some excused absences here. Hey, Bill, this is Tom, or this is Mike, or this is Mike, or this is Mark, or whoever. This is insert name of Patriots beat writer we all follow here on Twitter. Who are the excused absences? Well, you know, I'll let you guys figure that out. Like, go ahead and be a jerk about it if you want to. Just come out and say, Steph is, cook up a plan. Lie about it. Be the first
because
time the Patriots
Gilmore,
ever fudge an injury. Gilmore's still, some people are still rehabbing.
If Gilmore isn't here, is he excused? Is this an excused absence? Is he not here because you still haven't figured out the weather issues? And because you're still, are you still scrambling from yesterday? Why is he not here? Wait, have you taken attendance? Who else is missing? Like, so I don't, the time, the clock is ticking.
Well,
they're not going to ask the first question.
They're not going to ask about Chase Winovich. They don't care about those other guys. They're all going to ask about Gilmore. And so Bill's going to have a different answer come tomorrow when it comes to Gilmore, if Gilmore is not here. Now, the other one that I found interesting today with Bill is, and kind of surprised people, because weren't we hearing that we weren't going to see Cam Newton for a while? We might not see him until July.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, lo and behold, Cam Newton, we hear this weekend, is going to be practicing with mandatory camp on Monday. So I'm wondering, is Cam Newton getting a little bit concerned with that injury in the hand and saying, screw it, I'm showing up on Monday. I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and I have a couple quarterbacks that may be looking for my gig right now. I got to be out there because we've seen some of the video from today's practice, and you can describe it, Christian, because it's a drill.
You can too.
Where you're trying to throw it deep in the end zone at the pylon, and you're trying to catch the guy in a very small amount of space. And we watched Mac Jones, and the ball was right on target. Stidham was right on target. Hoyer was
It was raining, though.
It was raining.
Oh, that's it.
And Cam Newton was only like 5 yards over. He overthrew him by
you're
at least five.
Nice.
Yards. Maybe 10. Maybe 10 yards.
He went into the, you know, those bleachers that are in the, like, the end zone over there?
It might have been a good idea for Cameron not to have thrown today and just ridden the hand excuse out for a while. But, oh, boy, he must be.
But they're not evaluating.
That's right.
There's no evaluations going on right
practice,
now.
Yes, there practice. Is.
We're just running around in shorts, mm-hmm. throwing stuff.
So Bill Belichick was asked.
And running.
Running plays. In weather.
Yeah.
Bill was asked today about Cam Newton being here at practice. Listen to his answer.
Good morning, Bill. With Cam Newton, how is he progressing after hurting his hand the other week? And do you expect him at practice this week?
Yeah, he practiced last week. I'd expect him this year week, too.
Practice last
is
week.
Is that it? There's no just awkward that, pause? That.
He practiced
that's
last
it?
Week.
Oh,
thanks,
I
Coach.
Was waiting for a pause. And then, no, like,
it was awkward enough. Yeah, he practiced last week. Expect him to do this
practice
week.
Last week.
How's the hand, Coach?
Man, I don't know if I'm ready for a whole another season of this.
I don't know. This is getting weird. I do not I envy
it's
you
gonna
guys.
Be my phone. All right, I don't even, like I look at like not to just you know pull the velvet
you know what?
Rope you know and just look at what's behind the curtain whatever it is. But Giardi and Kern did an excellent job. They did an excellent job with their questions. So Giardi went first and sets them up, and then and Kern goes in with weather. So I gave the excuse of weather, and then Curran, who's an expert, you know, like Giardi, goes, no, wait, and knows the history. Because could we have to go back to the history with Butler when they sat his ass down when he missed?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it
Jonas
Thomas?
Gray in 2014?
Jonas Gray, Ardalius Thomas, the whole Jetson line?
Yep.
He's such a stickler for that.
This is what the Patriots, they are the most prepared, the most buttoned up, the most punctual, the most militant organization in professional football, and to have three players missing from the first day of mandatory minicamp, one of which happens to be your former defensive player of the year, arguably Glenn, best player on defense, and a necessary component of your super expensive revamped defense, and he's nowhere to be found, and you're going to let the national media run with it, and the best you can provide is we had some weather, we're kind of scrambling, and we didn't take attendance.
What do you mean there was some weather?
What do you mean? There was some weather.
I'm not,
what does that mean?
Am I allowed? Listen, I was late getting in for show prep today. I told you guys because I was playing in a charity golf tournament.
Oh, I thought it was
Joe
weather.
No. No. Listen, one of my wipers even went out, Glenn, and you know what? I made it here on time-ish with a meat sandwich
wiper,
and dirty socks.
One wiper.
That's right.
On your side of the passenger side.
See, so it's not a big deal. No. I mean, so you understand how the operation works. We don't see people out there in mandatory minicamp. Are you saying let's not go over the barricades here? It's not that big a deal, in other words?
No, I'm saying today's the first day. They just got in here a little while ago. I'm not sure if everybody is here. We didn't take attendance.
They didn't take attendance.
So then call today the soft start. So today is the call today the rally day. Don't practice. Today's arrival day. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, everyone get your ass out there. That was supposed to be yesterday's soft arrival. Today, everyone, 8 o'clock, get your ass out there.
Or maybe it's like, okay, practice is over. Okay, bring it in, guys. All right, listen. Now, for 20 years, I have not been taking attendance. And what I have realized is that some of you guys are skipping, and I don't really know about it. So what the hell? So tomorrow, we are taking the attendance. I'm going to go through everybody's name, and you're going to have to say You're going to say here,
present.
Something to that effect. Present is fine. That's acceptable. Fine. It's just ridiculous. I mean, so, okay. Does Gilmore show up at all?
No.
Why?
No.
Yeah. Why would you do it?
I think pay that man his money.
Yeah.
I think he has to, or this, it's a story today. It blows up and becomes a major story tomorrow. It, you know, and as I said, it's already popping up on ESPN. Mm-hmm.
It's on NFL.com.
Because nobody's buying what Bill's saying right now. So if Bill's telling the truth that it was just a weather situation, then Stephon Gilmore's here tomorrow, right?
Pay that man his money.
He's here tomorrow. And if not, then it does become a major story. And then if we find out that he comes back and we find out the very next day that they've agreed on a new deal, then you'll know why he was not here on Monday.
Well, then simple you can ask that. Gilmore, why'd you miss on Monday?
And he will lie. Especially was if he signed a new deal.
Did you miss your plane?
Yes, I had a weather problem.
Were you not here on Monday because the weather delayed or canceled your flight?
Let's check his socials. Has he been posting any vacation photos from anywhere?
Is he in some... Oh, that would be great. Wouldn't it be great if he was someplace that was totally sunny?
Here's the best part.
Just to kind of like troll Bill.
Right now, the Patriots, The Patriots should be working feverishly on photoshopping Steph Gilmore into a sunny, distant location. And then they can say like, oh, look, you know, he missed his plane back from... this sunny part of France. You actually can't even go there.
It would be great.
The Caribbean.
So the two things I thought were interesting with the quarterback is that Cam Newton did show up today, was throwing. And I don't know, do we blame it on the right hand? What? He did not look sharp. And a lot of the guys that were down there were observing that. Greg Bedard, great day for Mac Jones, who solidly got the two reps over Stidham. Newton was okay, neither one way or other. Phil Perry, Jarrett Stidham had the best throw of the practice. He launched one down the left sideline during a 7-on-7 period to Aguilar in tight coverage. He dropped it, then picked up the football and punted it to the adjacent field. So not on Stidham. It's not on him. How about Jeff Howe? I think he's a meteorologist.
Mm-hmm.
The rain was brutal.
Ooh.
Lots of drops. Ooh. I've been drier in the ocean. I'll be here all week. Make sure you take care of your servers. And still, as the Pats closed practice with a field goal period, Bill Belichick grabbed the bottle of water, walked over to spray the ball at the spot. Then he told holder Jake Bailey to put out his hands to soak.
I can't stand it. Run it again.
Wow. That's a hardcore lesson in June.
Yeah. How about Mark Daniels? Mm-hmm. Jonnu Smith appeared to suffer an injury to his left hamstring in the middle of practice. You could see him grabbing at it and stretching.
He didn't
finish the session.
That's a problem.
Apparently, that's two tight ends that we just paid $187.5 million each of them.
Didn't they do the same thing with Hunter Henry last week? We had this panic, and then he was back on the practice field the very next day. So are we exaggerating the Jonnu Smith hamstring injury?
I'm remembering, like, so first of all, like, what is this, 3 days? Is this a three-day mandatory camp?
I think so.
If it's four, it's only going to be three. If it's three, it's probably going to be two. I wouldn't be surprised if they say, screw it, we're done. We don't want to do anything else. We can't hold a real practice. And we realize that half the team's gone.
How about Phil Perry? Cam Newton was first up in quarterback drills and team periods today. He struggled with his accuracy at times throughout the session.
Who did?
Cam. Basically picked up right where he left off last year.
You know, that was a stupid question. You said struggle throwing the ball. I should have known right away.
More so than Jarrett Stidham and Mac Jones, Brian Hoyer saw significantly fewer reps than the other three passers today.
I tell you what, I can't wait for joint practices. Joint practices, I think, I think Cam Newton is going to get exposed.
Because you're going to get defenses that don't see you, right? And
better.
You don't see them, right?
Yeah, it's going to be tougher.
You don't know.
It's going to be tougher in practice than it is in a game, in a preseason game.
Is it possible we're missing a storyline here that Jarrett Stidham could end up becoming the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots?
We'll talk about an upset.
It's not the first time it's been said on these airwaves. I've said it on Saturdays, and people, that's just ridiculous.
Heard?
What are you doing? He looks great, but think about it.
They love Jarrett Stidham.
The New England Patriots love Jarrett Stidham.
Jesus.
Now, I mean, he looks great in the air drills, like when he's throwing against the elements and nothing else. He's bestied up with Hunter Henry, probably a pretty important target to align yourself with. I think the competition's wide open at this point. Now, here's a great question for you. Let's say it doesn't work out for Cam, right? Did you guys hear this one that Volan floated on Saturday?
Nope.
Did you hear the one that Volan floated on Saturday?
I did not, no.
Okay, when he was on the award-winning Ken and Curtis featuring Gary Tanguay?
No.
What award did they win?
So he floats out this idea, a lot of them. Too many to list, actually. I'm kind of scrambling right now.
We got to sell some soap, but he's got to do trending.
Oh, we got to trend?
Yeah, he's got to trend.
Wait, hold on. Big market tease. Should we do it On the other side?
On the other side.
Well,
2-2, if it makes sense.
Semi-professionals right here.
You got
it. We'll get to it on the flip side. We'll also pick up on what the hell has happened to the Red Sox starting rotation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is OMF on EEI.
It is what it is. This is a very complex offense, and it's a very conservative coach in Bill Belichick, who doesn't want to just throw the kid out there. Bill wants the trusted veteran. He'd rather, I think, go with Hoyer early in the season than put a Mac Jones, who's clearly not ready and doesn't know how to read the defenses yet. I don't think Bill's just going to stick Mac Jones out there.
Ben Volen from the Ben Volen Hour, and that's what you were referring to before break.
Only 1 hour, huh?
He only gets 1 hour.
Football. Yeah,
it's all 60 minutes.
I'm not sure. I buy that. Do you buy that?
Which part?
That Brian Hoyer may be the starting
quarterback. Okay, he said a couple things. So,
took notes.
He talked about, I kind of have to.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to catch up. Okay. So, is it complex? Every offense is complex.
Okay.
Every offense is complex. I just want to put that to bed. Is Bill conservative? Does he like taking chances? Does he want some reckless, gunslinging quarterback out there that's going to turn the ball over? No. No, because he knows how important it is. Will Brian Hoyer start over Mac Jones? No.
No.
Because we already know that Brian Hoyer knows the system. As long as he's not in the red zone.
Except in Kansas City.
As long as he's not in Kansas City in the red zone. I'm a hell no on that.
There's no way.
I don't even know if Brian Hoyer's going to make the team.
Listen, I think last year, I agree. I don't think he's going to make the team. And maybe he ends up coaching and he hangs around in some different capacity. I don't know what Ben's talking about, other than the other two things you said were accurate about Bill Belichick.
He's conservative.
I also think that Bill Belichick got a taste of it last year when he went with Hoyer. He went with Hoyer. And he found out that maybe he didn't know the system as well as we thought. He knew
the
system,
at least
in
the
Red Zone. Right.
The offense.
I just don't buy it. I think Stidham has a better opportunity than Mac Jones does of starting. And the only reason I say that is because last year something happened. They did like him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he lost his confidence. Maybe he was overwhelmed by this big personality. And Cam Newton comes through the door, and he's overwhelmed by it. And, oh, my God, everybody loves him, and they don't love me. I don't know. I don't know the kid. Maybe he's really sensitive, and he couldn't deal with that stuff. Then he had the injury and everything else. But I think now a year later, and he sees a Mac Jones coming in, Stidham is either going to figure this thing out quickly and say, I better harden up. Okay, if I want an opportunity to play in the NFL, I may have to harden up quickly. I got two guys going against me, or it's all over for Stidham.
I don't think Hoyer is even in the conversation.
I don't either.
He's not technically listed assistant coach Hoyer. That's who he is.
Yeah, I don't think it's an option. I think they already know. I mean, If he was going to be an option, it was because he really kind of played great in Kansas City. We needed you. We needed you to kind of make it up, and you couldn't do it.
He didn't.
No, he didn't. Hey, Coach, I don't know if you were you there?
Coach,
I know it was crazy. We flew in and played the same day, but yeah, we were scrambling.
We said we were going to, we texted Jerry and said we were going to show out. I know we were kind of scrambling.
It was crazy. And it was cold, right? No, it was early. No, I think it is Cam Newton or one of the two kids. I think that is a glass that they are not going to break in case of emergency, which is Brian Hoyer.
All right, let me lob this out there. So, Glenn, let's say Cam looks, and today he was like everybody else, you know, 60% completion in the rain against, you know, a pretend defense. He had a drop. So he's got a drop. You get a drop. You get a drop. Mac Jones was fine. Whatever. We saw the Twitter videos. Mac Jones had a nicer ball, but Cam's still Cam. So let's say Cam is terrible this offseason. And I mean, he is terrible this summer. Like, really terrible. He gets cut. Maybe he just flat out gets released. They're like, sorry, the experiment is over. We have tried. We love you, Cam. Thanks for all the shine you sent our way. Thanks for trying to shine through the shade. Thanks for the serial killer font. Thanks for all the fancy runs, the awesome outfits, and the nicknames. Guess what? We're done. We can't do it. We can't do it anymore. We have big tight ends. We've got quick wide receivers. We've got an awesome offensive line. We are ready to win football games by our defense doing better. And by not turning the ball over, and you just can't throw the forward pass anymore, buddy. We're sorry. Maybe then Brian Hoyer makes the team. Does he start over Stidham? Stidham would have to crap his pants, and Mac Jones would have to not be ready. You're right. I think Stidham has a pretty good, an actual shot.
Yeah, because he's been here longer. And so the second time around, and we've seen this a lot with Bill Belichick players, he limits what they can do in that rookie season. Then he claims the second year is where you got to take that big, huge leap. And if Stidham does it, I think he has a shot of starting. But I think the only way that Cam Newton is gone out of here is if you get great camps out of both Stidham and Mac Jones, in which Bill can look at it and say, you know what, we're going to run an offense that's more geared towards those two quarterbacks, a lot more through the air using our weapons. And the Cam Newton stuff we don't really need because it doesn't kind of blend.
So play this out for me. Use your imagination. What does it really have to look like in this short period of time for Cam to get cut?
Without
an injury.
I just told you what I thought.
It's as simple as when the weather is good and we don't have weather and we're not scrambling, everyone's there. Yep. You're running 11 on 11. You have your joint practices with the Giants, and it's clear. It is clear. It is crystal clear that they can throw better passes. They have just as much a command of the offense. Stidham's even been here a year longer. And Mac Jones, who we've been told time again, genius, brilliant, picks up everything at a rate double, if not triple, over other quarterbacks and players. These kids all come along so quickly that Bill sees no net gain in keeping Cam around versus these guys. You may just end up having Brian Hoyer stick around to continue to teach Mac Jones the game and how it works here with the Patriots, and you could have Stidham starting. I want Cam Jones. I'll go on the record. I've said it on Saturdays. I've said it wherever I fill in on the dial here. I would like Cam Newton to succeed. I think he deserves one more shot. I know how bad his passes looked last year, but I know what his personality is like and what he means to these guys and the way
energy.
They want to rally around
Lots
him.
Of energy.
Yeah. You know what I want?
He's an energy guy. You like the things.
He's a leader.
I want Cam Newton to hang around with Tuca and finally give him some good energy between the pipes, damn it.
Teddy, who is you?
I want that hootie hoo, Christian. The team needs the hootie hoo. But Cam is going to, he's not going to be asked to do too terribly much more because they got two giant tight ends that are going to be very easy to see over the middle. He could shot put it to him. He could Rick Barry it, Glenn. He could just underhand it to him because these guys are so big and have such a giant catch radius. This offense was made so that Cam would not fail. I don't think it was built for Stidham, and I certainly don't think it was built for Mac Jones.
See, I disagree.
When they shopped for it months ago.
I disagree. I think when you go and you upgrade your passing weapons, your receivers, you're doing it for somebody that can accurately throw the football. That is not Cam Newton. That is one of those other two guys. That's what it is. I think that if...
But the receivers stunk last year, save for Jacoby Myers. And I know...
Yeah, but how accurate was the guy that was throwing the football to them? So go back and look at a lot of those passes that were thrown.
Not very.
Right. If that was a different receiver, do you really believe he would have been that much better? I don't. And I think if you play Cam Newton this year, that's the one thing you're going to find out. Now, will they be slightly better? Yeah, because the receiver upgrade is tremendous. But I'm not sure he's going to be accurate in throwing the football to those guys.
I know they always...
The best thing he brings to the table is running the football, especially in the red zone. That's what he does. He's great at it. Energy.
And high
energy.
He's great at red zone running. And they say in radio, especially during the 5 o'clock hour, play the hits. And I don't want to necessarily play the hits of 2020 sports radio. But, okay, if Stidham is going to be given a legitimate shot, why, in the name of all that is holy, green, and good, was he not given a chance to do more than do mop-up duty against the Chargers, come in when Hoyer threw up on himself last season? I mean, when they were eliminated, when the path was so narrow, it was closed. Sorry, folks. The Moose out front should have told you no playoffs for you this
maybe,
year.
But
why didn't he get a chance to start a game so they could get a better look at him?
See, I think
red shirt sophomore year.
I feel like that has some Cassidy stink on it. Like Cassidy sticking with Tuca. He's my goalie. I'm sticking with him. Leadership council. He's our guy. He brings lots. I do think, you know, veterans get a little bit more leeway in a situation like this. Now, with the fact that I don't think they thought Stidham was maybe as good or as ready as he should be.
It's on him. Yeah. It's on Stidham. So absolutely, it's on Stidham.
So I think it's different this year. Energy ain't going to cut it this year. Energy cannot be your only asset. Like, you know, people liking you.
How about dancing? How about good dancing?
No, not part of it. No,
how about
vibe? If you're in the end zone, sure.
Glenn, how about vibes? Will vibes help?
Maybe not. See, I think Stidham last year might have been overwhelmed by the situation. I think that the Cam Newton's personality and the fact that everybody, you know, gathered around Cam Newton was a big part of it.
Well, then Stidham is S-A-W-F-T, soft.
Well, maybe he doesn't have the personality to do it. Maybe he is soft. But I think Christian's right. I think Bill's going to lean more on the veteran. But we've seen this at other positions. If the kid had gone out there and shown that he could handle it and clearly beat out Cam Newton, Stidham would have been starting last year. He didn't do it.
See,
it's on him.
When I think of like older guys, not even older guys, but guys that got cut, that guys who when the coaches says, hey, it's your job to lose and they lose it. Like, what does that look like? Like, everyone can do the football 101 stuff, like the entry level stuff, like get them lined up, basic plays. All right. So what makes the difference? What makes me want to keep you in there? One, you don't make the same mistakes twice. Two, when we need a play, you deliver. Like, you deliver. Like, you make the right read. Like, you make the right decision. Because if you're not doing that, and even if you make the right decision, if you can't physically get the ball, you throw a crappy pass, then I'd rather go with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you're holding in your hand.
I'm holding in my hand a golden ticket. No, an interesting tweet from our pal, Mike Reese, from earlier today. I'm telling you, Stidham, you know what's – here's exactly what's happening, Glenn.
What?
Team IG, the influencer, she's now not only influencing him in terms of a business capacity, but Mrs. Stidham,
yep.
Kennedy Stidham, K-Stid, she is now influencing him on the field and with his teammates as well. Mike Reese tweets this out earlier today. Jarrett Stidham, a.k.a. Jarrett Steinem, and his wife Kennedy welcomed Hunter Henry and his wife Parker to live in their home back in April until theirs was ready, reflective of how teammates and their families often extend themselves for each other. Almost felt like college, Stidham joke.
I'm just surprised that Mike Reese beat Jake from Boston out with the scoop.
That's my kind of headline.
Maybe Devin McCourty was involved, with all of his social justice initiative, Glenn.
But wait a minute, Fitzy. Is it possible that the Stidhams needed a little extra side cash, and so they rented out part of the house?
Or side dish.
or maybe... Hi, guys. Well, just put your keys in the bowl by the front door.
Hey, I don't know how you guys do it, over at your place where you guys live, but before we go to bed, we play Rochambeau.
Do you think that somebody got to...
Look, there's an empty bottle of wine spinning on the floor. It's pointing at you, Hunter.
Hey.
So when Jared's...
Hey, sometimes, you know, we got to go mano-a-mano. It's not as comfortable as it used to.
When Jarrett Stidham had the West Coast passing camp or whatever, he's the one to put it there.
That's her idea.
Somebody got to him, whether it was her or somebody else, and said, this is what Tom Brady would do. This is what Tom Brady did. You've got to show more initiative. You've got to, I don't know.
100%.
But that to me was totally different than the personality we saw with Jarrett Stidham a year ago. And that may be part of the problem, that he's overwhelmed and intimidated with the presence of one Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it's interesting. Cam Newton, with the hurt finger and everything, shows up at practice today.
Honey, Hunter, I don't understand why Jarrett and Kennedy, why do they cook naked with just an apron on? Why do they do that? Is it weird? Is it an East Coast thing? I don't know. I'm not really sure. I never heard about this. Should we be naked too?
She keeps cooking in all these scantily clad outfits and saying, I'm comfortable with it. Are you?
This hour of the program.
That's my type of roommate.
This hour of the program brought to you by Brigham Gill Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Coming up on our last call, we've got a whale of a tale, and you're going to hear about it coming up next.
WEEI.
This is WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb. Where'd you get a f***ing end?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4, the number 4, kids. Cars, obviously, with a K. All right, maybe the story of the weekend. We talked about it a little bit early on. A Cape Cod commercial lobster diver named Michael Packard. He claims he was swallowed by a whale. No, seriously, this is his story.
And I just felt this truck hit me, and everything just went dark. I just thought, did I just get eaten by a white shark? And then I said, no, I don't feel any teeth. And I said, oh, my God, I'm in the mouth of a whale. With his mouth shut. Am I just going to, like, run out of air and suffocate? Is he going to swallow me? This is how you're going to go, Michael. This is how you're going to die. In the mouth of a whale. And I just got thrown out of his mouth into the water. It was just white water everywhere. And I just was laying on the surface floating. But I have a dislocated knee and just a lot of soft tissue damage in my legs. I also was scared that I had maybe a diving injury from coming up too fast or an embolism. But everything's good. The doctor says I'm good.
So I don't know. Maybe the guy's telling us the complete truth, though. Notice that people within that business and the medical community and the doctors at the hospital, very skeptical.
Yes, suspect.
Very suspect.
Very okay, suspect.
But he was diving, right? So he had a tank on, right? He was scuba diving.
I believe, yeah.
Do right? lobster divers? I don't know.
I don't know either. You don't just hold my breath.
Well, they claim he went down 40, 50 feet ascended really quickly.
Right.
Really
well, because of the whale.
Yeah. But which he would had, be a problem.
So I would just hang out in the stomach and be like, I got plenty here.
Well, the throat. They can't swallow you, apparently. Right? They can put you in the mouth.
Pinocchio.
They
have like a little candle.
I don't know.
They only eat plankton. Like they don't eat
little
person.
Little fish.
Gross.
Yeah, little fish.
Little tiny fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't eat people in diving tanks. Maybe it did happen. It's still a little suspect.
That's just such a random lie.
Why would a giant whale? And what's that whale doing? I don't know. Yeah, it does. It is a very. How did he dislocate his knee trying to trap lobsters 40 feet underwater?
It's like, yes,
oh my God, I'm in the mouth of a whale.
Here's the problem. The guy he was with, his friend or whatever, instead of taking his phone and giving us some video of it, he tried to save his friend. So he never
what
got any
jerk.
Video. If he had gotten the video, we would all sit there and believe him 100%. We'd have the video to prove it, right? But we don't have that.
I mean,
because he was trying to save his friend.
Is there any other story on record of anyone ever being swallowed other than Jonah or Pinocchio? And
that was fictitious. That was.
Oh, that's not real?
No. Pinocchio thing was not real.
Okay.
That's why it was animated.
Now, there's a first for everything.
Movie.
Yeah, it was animated. Yeah.
So you can't live on a little boat.
Ooh, look
and,
at your nose; it's growing.
Is it really?
Oh no, that's your normal nose.
That wasn't uncalled for.
Now that was not.
See,
uncalled for.
I'm being bullied.
Yeah,
I would like hello HR.
Oh, sorry.
Glenn is being a bully to me. He's
Christian.
Making fun of my appearance.
Christian, they were furloughed long ago.
Oh, nobody's in the building.
So everybody's going to try to figure out whether this guy's telling the truth or not.
I'm going to believe him.
Deal with it.
I'm going to believe him.
Well, you're a believing type of person.
Yes,
you,
I'm trustworthy.
I buy it.
You buy it?
I want to believe it.
A little skeptical.
You know what?
I'd like to have a little bit more evidence.
Mm-hmm. Stidham is starting, and the guy got swallowed.
What about Hoyer? No, you're not buying that?
Not on that one.
Fitzy, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it, buddy.
Good to see you, boys.
Lou Merlone will be back tomorrow, as well as the entire crew tomorrow with 2. We'll catch you then. Have a great night. It's Mutt at Night coming up next. Then Red Sox baseball, a wrap up the series against Toronto. Good night. Stay safe out there.
Sox play on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.